Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, everybody, to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Katsi. I'm missing another one. Squamish, Coquitlam, Katsi, Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. There we go. Yes. Okay, today we have a special guest, Mr. Kamal Sharma. Please say hello.
Hello.
And introduce yourself to the world.
Well, I am Kamal Sharma, and I have been, what shall I say, in the entertainment industry for a long time. I mean, to be honest, more than 40 years. Have been enjoying and still going strong.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are here. And I want you to take us back to where you were born. Where were you born?
I was born in Karnal, which is a beautiful town in Haryana, now in the state of Haryana. But in those days when I was born, that was way back in 1958, it was part of Punjab. And I was born, but then I immediately moved to Delhi, which is that is where we are from. And within a few years, I was in Madrid, Spain, and did my early schooling there, went back to India, and then finished my schooling and college graduation, and then came to Canada.
Exactly. Okay. And when you were young, you picked a song for us that was popular when you were growing up. Tell me about this song.
So the very first movie which I saw, that was in 1964. Mm-hmm. It was called The Fairboy de Lyon. It was in Madrid, Spain. We did not know a single word of Hindi at that time because we were fluent in Spanish since we were there for quite some time. But when we moved to India, we started taking classes in Hindi and English. And the first movie which I remember I saw, that was in 1968, which this was in theater, and the movie called Padosan. And beautiful songs, and it's still considered a comedy classic. But one particular song I still love, and whenever I get a chance, I listen to it. And if you could play that, that would be wonderful. It is called Mere Samne Wali Khidki Mein.
Are hai la 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 la. मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है अफसोस ये है कि वो हमसे कुछ उखड़ा उखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है जिस रोज से देखा है उसको हम शमा जलाना भूल गए किस रोज से देखा है उसको हम शमा जलाना भूल गए दिल थाम के ऐसे बैठे हैं कहीं आना जाना भूल गए अब आठ पहर इन आँखों में वो चंचल मुखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चाँद का टुकड़ा रहता है बरसात भी आकर चली गई बादल भी गरज कर बरस गए बरसात भी आकर चली गई बादल भी गरज कर बरस गए पर उसकी एक झलक को हम है हुस्न के मालिक तरस गए कब प्यास बुझेगी आँखों की दिन रात ये दुखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चाँद का टुकड़ा रहता है अफसोस ये है कि वो हमसे कुछ उखड़ा उखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चाँद का टुकड़ा रहता है
Hey, all right, and we're back. Okay, so I guess you loved watching movies, right, from the get-go?
Yes, whenever I had a chance, I watched the movies, and I loved those. Like I said, the first experience was way back in Madrid, Spain, and I still remember laughing out loud at one of the scenes, which was when one of the comedians sat on the cake, and we thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And years later, I interviewed the same fellow,
what?
And I mentioned about that, you know, and he said, well, keep laughing and keep enjoying life, you know, and I said, sure. So that was first experience. So after that, I saw many movies. But then in 1978, we moved to Vancouver, and then the journey started here.
Yes.
And the first movie I saw in 1979 was an old classic, which I had missed seeing in India. I had heard so much about it, and why not? You know, it's still considered a classic. It was released way back in 1960. Had some of the finest artists, Prithviraj Kapoor, Dilip Kumar, Madhubala, Ajit, and so on. And it was made by K. Asif. So when I found out that the movie is playing at Haida, that is the theater was called at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Kingsway. I went there. The ticket was $1.50. I still remember, yes. And I saw the movie. However, I was quite disappointed because it was quite chopped off, you know. I mean, there were lots of cuts and all that, which I did mention it to the owners,
yes.
Who later on said, you know, well, anytime you feel like, you know, you can come back and see another movie instead. I said, well, that's okay. But that was the movie. And what a coincidence that the same movie, when released in 1960 was a huge hit, and then they re-released the movie by coloring it, because that movie originally was in black and white with a few technicolor scenes, and then afterwards in 2006 or 2007 they digitally remastered the whole film in technicolor and released it. And that is when I saw the premiere, and I was amazed, impressed, so impressed. And now guess what? Years after, the Mughal-e-Azam, the musical, is coming, and I'm presenting it in Vancouver.
I'm so excited. Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, and this is one of the songs from...
from the original movie, Mughal-e-Azam, which people could see at the Mughal-e-Azam, the musical also, which is going to be here at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on August 4th, 5th, and 6th, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So people who have never seen a musical from India, they have the golden chance to see it being performed right here, more than 150 artists on the stage.
Wow.
So you can imagine it's going to be a spectacle. And of course, Queenie is notoriously popular for showing the Broadway musical. So this is going to be the first Bollywood musical over there on 4th, 5th, and 6th of August.
Amazing.
एक बार मोहब्बत करता है इस डेट को लेकर मरता है। प्यार किया तो डरना क्या, जब प्यार किया तो डरना क्या, प्यार किया कोई चोरी नहीं की, प्यार किया प्यार किया तो डरना क्या, प्यार किया तो डरना क्या, जब प्यार किया तो डरना क्या। आज कहेंगे दिल का फसाना, जान भी ले ले चाहे जमाना,
amazing video, and I can't believe it's going to be in the theater in Vancouver.
Exactly. I mean, wow. So musical Mughal-e-Azam, first time ever in Vancouver, and we are quite lucky, Linda, because in all of Canada, only two cities are hosting it, Toronto and Vancouver. Wow. So for all Western Canadians who are listening to this program, please make sure to get your tickets. You can go on vtexonline.com, or of course they can call me at 604-833-1977. And for more information, they can always log into KVP Entertainers Facebook page, Instagram page, and KVP Heritage.
That's right. And because Kamal is the president, we have the president here in my studio. Yes, and I really like your photo, that because you looked very presidential.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, so I'm curious to know, do you play any instruments yourself?
I like listening to.
Yes, yes.
But when I was at school, I used to be the lead singer of my school.
Awesome.
So I used to lead the assemblies, would be singing songs for the visiting guest. So it was quite something. But later on, of course, you know, when I got more into sports and other activities, and singing has been always a huge, huge attraction for me and a part of my life. And this is why I have very close attachment to the singers. I have always encouraged them, whether they are local or international or whatever. And I, in fact, love hosting them as well. Mm-hmm. And this is what KVP Entertainers and KVP Heritage has been doing, bringing quality artists, whether they are singers of Hindustani music, or Carnatic music from India, Pakistan, and other places. And it's been an incredible journey so far.
Fantastic. So when you started here in Vancouver, you owned a little video store. Tell me about where that was located.
So this video store I had was at Victoria Drive, 35th and Victoria Drive. Mm. And when I took over, I still remember it used to be a grocery store. Oh. And I still remember me and my wife, and we were cleaning it up, we found newspapers of 1940s.
Oh, okay.
So we saw some papers of the war, Second World War, and all those, the internment and all those things, you know. So it was incredible. However, when we started as a video store, it became, I shall say, the Mecca of all people who love movies. I mean, soon not only people started coming from all over, even the artists started coming from all over, and it became one place where they would love to come. It was quite a common sight to see Bollywood film stars or classical Indian artist coming in, roaming around inside, and looking at either the cassettes or CDs or movies. So yes, I have had an incredible range of artists, starting from Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. He only went to one video store, and that luckily was mine. Om Puri, when he first came to Vancouver, he was roaming around at my store, and then he stumbled upon one movie, and he said, "That is surprising, because this movie I have acted, but it's not available in India, and you have it here in Vancouver." And I said, "Well, that's what Vancouver is for." I saw Akshay Kumar roaming around, and so many other artists. So it was incredible.
Awesome. And then you were telling me that there was a lineup for Bali Sagu.
Was that
at your store?
It was at my store. So like I said, you know, a lot of artists, they would come in and they would love to either meet people, their fans. So we had this Fan Appreciation Day, and he released his second album called Wham Bam 2, just very similar to your program.
My show, I know. His song's called Wham Bam.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So Bali Sagu was there, and we had the autograph signing ceremony going on, you know. So he had released the cassette, and there were lineups, you know, which were about 1.5 to 2 mile long. And that is when Vancouver Police Constable came by, and he said, "Is everything okay?" And I said, "Yes, everything is fine. We're just having an autograph session." And he laughed about, you know, and he also took his, he happened to be a South Asian Vancouver Police Constable. So, yeah, so we have had wonderful artists, not only in Vancouver, but also at my study store. It's amazing.
And we're going to play some Wham Bam right here, Bali Sagu. Yeah. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Funky. yeah. Check this out.
You like that?
Kick some ass.
Was Bali Sagu with Wham Bam. What?
Elena, I want to tell you, and yes, also your audiences, that he is the original pioneer of the Bhangra mixing. He's the one who started the trend, and of course, later on it became so huge that almost everyone wanted to work with him, including the Big B. And when I say Big B, that is Amitabh Bachchan, the Shahnshah, the emperor of Indian films. And he also did one wonderful album with Bali Sagu, which whenever it plays, people are amazed. And especially the picture edition of the videos was just incredible.
Come on.
चलो हम गुलेल बनाए दही बनाए खीर गुलेल खीर बनाए खीर गुलेल पत्ते बनाए तीन गुले हमार कट कट गए एक रहनी एक रहन भी एक रहन पत्ते एक रहन हम एक रहनी एक रहन भी एक रहन पत्ते एक रहन हम सलाम कराए फत्ते कहन चलो राजा के सलाम कराए हमका चलो हम और राजा के सलाम कराए
Oh, big heart.
All right. We're going to get to a break, and we'll be back with more Kamal Sharma.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
All right, now we are back. And what is your favorite movie, Kamal?
Well, the one which I saw way back, and even till now, it is my favorite. The movie is called Guide. It was adapted from a very popular novel of R.K. Narayan, which was called The Guide. This movie was made in English first by Pearl Buck and Devanand, later in Hindi. It was a huge hit and also a very incredible film, especially made at that time, 1965. It was India's official entry for Oscars in the foreign film category, and it did get shortlisted, though it didn't win. That's a different thing. The movie, Devanand, Vahida Rahman, and some other incredible artists like Anwar Hussain. The music was by Sachin Dev Burman, S.D. Burman, he is known as, and very, very popular for some of the composition which he did for Navketan Films, which was Devanand's films. And one particular song is still embellished in my memory, and that is called Kaanton Se Kheench Ke Ye Aanchal, sung by Lata Mangeshkar, and very, very popular song. If you can play that, that would be great, you know, but otherwise, the movie is just awesome. That's...
Well, we might have to save that one for another day, because okay. We want to get to some local music. And,
oh, yes.
Yes, and you've picked some songs from two females.
So, being in this business for a long time, I used to get across a lot of wonderful kids who were growing up here. I would like to mention one in particular, Neeru Bajwa, who is now a very popular actress. Mm-hmm. And she has done incredible films in Hindi and Punjabi, and she has become a producer and director as well. However, I was the one who spotted her when Devanand was here for a visit, and he was in the lookout for some new faces. And that is when she did a dance on one of his film songs, Hoto Pe Aisi Baat. And he loved it so much, immediately offered her the side heroine role, and then later on she became popular. Like that, a lot of singers. Shivangi Bhayana is one. Richa Tripathi, who later became popular as Sasha Tirupati, she is another. Then, of course, we had singers like Harbhajan Singh, Harbhajan Mann, Manmohan Waris, and so many others, you know. But if you could play something of one of these artists, that would be great. And so people would know, you know, that though they were born here, they grew up here, but they became popular going back home.
कागज के दो पंख लेके उड़ा चला चाहिए जहाँ नहीं जाना था ये वही चला है रे उम्र का ये ताना बाना समझ न पाए रे जुबा पे जो मोह माया नमक लगाए रे कि देखे न मालिक न जाने न दाहिरे दिशा हरा एमुन बुका मोंटारी Thank you. झोंके आज मौसमों से रूठ गए गुलों की शोके आज भंवरिया के लूट गए बदल रही है आज जिंदगी की चाल जरा किसी बहाने क्यों ना मैं भी दिल का हाल जरा सवार के झोंके आज मौसमों से रूठ गए गुलों की शोके आज भंवरिया के लूट गए बदल रही है आज जिंदगी की चाल
Yeah, so that was Sasha Tirupati, Always a Party with Tirupati.
Yes. And she's versed with Kavita Krishnamurti, who is a wonderful singer of Indian film industry, of course. So this was a mashup which both of them did together. And yeah, pretty good.
And so what was your first concert?
Oh, the first concert I did in Vancouver was way back in 1994. Mm-hmm. And this was a wonderful ghazal singer, Jagjit Singh, who is known as the emperor of ghazal singing. The concert was at the Vogue Theatre. Many would know it's on Granville. And it was sold out a month in advance. Still holds the record.
Wow, amazing. Now, you're a vegetarian.
I prefer vegetarian, yes. Yeah. And I love to go and eat at beautiful restaurants. Ambience to me is very important. And, of course, the food and service. Some of the restaurants which I've been to and I like going there and recommending, of course. We have Tasty Indian Bistro. We have Vijay's by Vikram. We also have Yellow Chili of Sanjeev Kapoor, who one of the best chefs. Then we have Clove in Surrey. And then some very popular South Indian restaurants which are coming up. As far as vegetarian is concerned, mm-hmm. there is one in Surrey called Jagga Sweets. And absolute vegetarians. Those who like vegetarian food,
yes,
they will love it, of course.
That's the place to go.
Is
any of those places all you can eat? Do they have all you can eat some places? No?
Not really.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Not that kind
of place. So for buffet, there is one called, it is on In Surrey, Delta site. And, gee, I forgot the name completely. I've not been there yet myself, but it's quite popular. It's all you can eat, you know, and they have more than 150 items, of course.
Oh, my goodness, 150 items, folks. Okay. All right. And but you went to, there's a concert that you went to last year, Arijit Singh.
Yes.
Tell me about him.
So at the moment, he is the undisputed Bollywood king of singing. Whatever he sings, and in fact, he sings almost everything because every artist likes to have their songs sung by him. And every music composer wants to sing, to use his voice. I had been, of course, looking forward to his singing. When I got the chance last year to host him, we had him at the Pacific Coliseum, and this was right after COVID. We were a bit skeptical, you know, I mean, what would be the response? Would people come in? And we were amazed. Over 10,000 people filled up the PNE. And this fellow sang nonstop 3 hours. My respect for him grew tenfold after that performance. And each and everyone said in unison that it was the finest performance they have ever been to. And after that, I have to say and admit it that we were the sort of the pioneer, you know, in bringing the quality performance and quality artists to the Pacific Coliseum, because each and every artists who came after that, whether it was Diljit Dosanjh, A.P. Dhillon, A.R. Rahman, or so many others, they were all hits. So we started the trend and everybody followed.
Yeah, baby. Here we go with, I don't know what this one's called. Payar Hota Kaye Bar Hai? That's my best I can say.
शक मेरे यारा तू कर ले दोबारा बस एक बार में ही भरे ना दिल बेचारा संग रहने के शाम सवेरे क्या करने हैं वादे बथेरे है जिंदगानी अगर चार दिन की तो ले रहे ही के साथ फेरे तूने जवानी में सीखा ना जाने कहां का सलीका जो पहले ही ब्रेकअप में दिल ने तेरे की पहले क्यों ना मिली वो दिल क्या भला जो टूटा ना कभी पहली दफा चोट खाके क्यों दिल को लगाना ही छोड़े सब कुछ मोहब्बत में चलता है तो क्यों ना दो चार दिल हम भी तोड़े तूने जवानी में सीखा ना जाने कहां का सलीका जो पहले ही ब्रेकअप में दिल ने तेरे गिव अप
So fun. fun. Okay, and we're going to talk about the next song called Natu Natu. Tell me about this one, because I heard this one. You did a little interview with CBC.
Yes, so Natu Natu, of course, has made history as far as India is concerned. It was the first song which was honored at the Oscars, won the Best Song Award, also won the Best Golden Globe, as well as so many other awards. So this is a huge thing. Shout out to, of course, all those people who were involved in making this incredible grand spectacle. And I must say that this movie just completed 200 days of continuous playing in Japan.
Oh, no way.
And it made 2 billion yen.
Wow.
2 billion. So that's, you can imagine how wonderful this movie has done all over. It is one of the most played movie on Netflix because it's been there since it started over there. And Natu Natu, of course, we have to commend the people involved in making it, and of course the music composer M.M. Karim. So if you could play that, that would be great, you know, because that's a huge thing as far as India and their music is concerned.
What is Natu?
జూగినట్టు కిర్రు సెప్పులేసుకొని కర్ర సాము చేసినట్టు మర్రి సొట్టు నీడలోన కుర్ర గుంపు కూడినట్టు ఎర్ర జొన్న రొట్టెలోన మిరప దొక్కు కలిపినట్టు నా పాట చూడు నా పాట చూడు నా పాట చూడు నాటు 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 కీర నాటు 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 కూర నాటు 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 పచ్చిమిరపలాగా
Enough of this nonsense! You two, out!
No, Jake, I've had enough of your bullying.
Go away! Go!
పడేలాగా కీసు బిడ్డ కూసినట్టు ఏలు సిటికెలేసేలా చెప్పారం సాగినట్టు కాలు సిందు తొక్కేలా దుమ్మారం రేగినట్టు ఒళ్ళు చెమట పట్టేలా వీరంగం చేసినట్టు నా పాట చూడు నా పాట చూడు నా పాట చూడు నాటు 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 వీర నాటు 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 కూర నాటు 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 గంట పారలాగా చెట్ట
నిరగతమంత రంకలేసి ఎగిరేలా ఎసే రోయకాయకి నాటు నాటు నాటు
అరే దుమ్ము దుమ్ము దులిపేలా లోపలున్న పానమంతా కుటుముకులాడేలా దూకేనో సరాసరి నాటు నాటు నాటు
Ah!
Wow.
Yeah, so that music video, Kamal just told me that it was filmed in Ukraine.
Yes, and I have to tell you one thing. The music is universal language. Mm-hmm. Language is no barrier. This original song is in Telugu, and yet it was a huge hit all over the world. Mm. It clearly proves music is universal.
That's right. All right, and we're going to talk about what else is universal is the parade that happened last month. Tell me about, is it Vaisakhi?
Vaisakhi parade, Vaisakhi. Yes. Vaisakhi, or we shall say Nagar Kirtan, because it has a religious touch. As we all know, it is to celebrate the Khalsa Day. It is on this day that the Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he initiated the Khalsa. And since then, it is celebrated around. Of course, it has some other significances as well, because the farmers, they cut their products on this particular day. And there's some other ways also of celebration. However, in Punjab, since most of the people are immigrated from Punjab, mm-hmm. it has the religious significance, and that is why it is called Khalsa Sajna Diwas, because on this particular day, the Khalsas were created by Guru Gobind Singh Ji.
Interesting. So I have never been to this parade, but people have told me that there's lots of food.
Yes, yes. I mean, to celebrate and to distribute is one way of celebrating this Vaisakhi. And most of the people, they distribute food, which is called langar, basically. And people come from all over. This year, they have been saying that there were close to 700,000 people in at the Surrey Vaisakhi parade, and quite a significant number in Vancouver as well. I mean, because they've been celebrating in both cities, so they do it alternately. And I have been, been to so many of these. Is incredible. The color, the pageantry, and the devotion when you see there, it is magnificent.
It is. And we're going to play another song by Amitabh.
Yes, Amitabh Bachchan, of course. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Amitabh Bachchan, have been for a long, long time. And just to tell you, 1983, while he was doing one film, he was hit in the stomach. And the doctors had given up, and that is when people prayed, and they prayed at the temples, at the mosque, at the gurudwaras, everywhere. And I guess the collective voices were heard by someone up there, and he survived. And since then, he's been going strong. He just turned 80 last year, and yet he is known as the finest of Indian film industry, admired and respected all over the world. And of course, I'm a huge fan of his.
Yes, and we're going to end with that. And also, we have to say our goodbyes.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Kamal. Mr. Kamal Sharma, everyone. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you very much for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed. 1 hour went by so fast. And I mean, I wish I could have had more time where I could talk a little bit more. However, just I could to say, you're an incredible host, and what? I wish you all the very, very best. So I think we should say it together where we are.
Yes. And also, I want to say a shout out to Bubby.
Yes, of course, my brother-in-law.
Thanks for listening. Okay. All right, wham bam.
Eastman.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, hey, hey. under the table. Pura varka dood, teri gandhi hai kar dood. Baaton se tu samajh na paaye, tu laatak ka dood. Tere gande gande scam, tera pura ho gaya tab. Tujhse zyada gut se aaja, door karo tere vam. Ab teri khulegi door, ijjat ke bajenge door. Face dikha na paayega jab honge exit poll.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Band.